Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
As international trade increases, particularly by sea, we're seeing more stowaways, but not of the human variety. Scientists are reporting that animals and plants are hitching rides around the world on boats and even on fishing tackle. They then set up home in other countries where, with nothing to eat them, they can become dangerously invasive. I spoke to David Aldridge, an expert in invasive species, about the UK's most recent arrival.
What I have here is a small container full of the latest invasive species to arrive in the UK. It's something called the quagga mussel, which is in fact the species which we least wanted to arrive out of anything at all into the UK. And at the moment they're quite small because they've just arrived, so they've got the potential to get bigger, but at the moment they're about the size of a small fingernail. And they look a little bit like the mussels that you eat, and they attach to solid surfaces. They're very rounded and quite stripy.
Where does one find quagga mussels? Whereabouts in the UK have they invaded?
So we've just found them in one location so far, which is a small river called the Raisbury River, right next to Heathrow Airport.
Where have they come from and why is it a problem?
So the native range of these mussels is the Ponto-Caspian, so that's the Black Sea, the Caspian Sea basins of Eastern Europe. And many of the species from there in the last 20 years or so have spread westwards as a result of canals being constructed which link lots of the rivers together. And this has not only created a great highway for trade and transport, it's created a great highway for invasion. And we're worried about quagga mussels because they cause major ecological and economic impacts.
So what sort of ecological and economic impacts?
From an ecological perspective, while one of these mussels in itself isn't a problem, they can attach to one another and form thick crusts, and it's the huge density that these can grow to which really creates the problem. So they can attach to solid surfaces like our native freshwater mussels, which get smothered and die. So that's a big concern. But also a single quagga mussel can filter about 2 litres of water a day. And this can drive a complete change in the nature of the water. So in some systems, they can push the system towards being dominated by cyanobacteria, blue-green algae, which is toxic to humans that might drink that water. In other systems, they might clear the water so much that there's more light penetration, and so nuisance weeds start to grow. And that can create a problem for recreational angling. It can cause a problem for boat propellers, which can get entangled in the plants. From an economic perspective, probably the biggest threat is that these mussels can block pipes belonging to water treatment facilities, power plants, irrigation systems. And that means that either water can't get through those pipes or more energy has to be used to pump that water through the narrower pipes.
Is there anything we can do to prevent this invasion or at least stop it having such a terrible impact?
One of the things the public can do for any non-native species is to check anything which goes in the water, such as fishing gear or waders or boats. Check them for non-native species, wash them down thoroughly and dry your equipment before it goes into another water body. As far as the quagga mussel goes, at the moment we don't know how widespread it is. We're doing surveys to try and understand the distribution and range of the species. But there are some potential tools in our toolbox. There is a product called the BioBullet, for instance, which has been shown to be very effective against the quagga mussel's slightly less naughty cousin, the zebra mussel, and has been shown to also be effective against quagga mussels in the Netherlands. And the way the BioBullet works is that it carries a salt which is toxic to the mussels, which is encapsulated in a tasty little particle, which is just the right size and shape for the mussels to filter out of the water. And they take out this poison pill and swallow it immediately, and it kills them. And anything which they haven't eaten degrades to harmless concentrations very quickly. So it's a very targeted solution which doesn't impact on humans, doesn't impact on other wildlife.
Is it just the quagga mussel that we should be worried about? Are there other invasive species that are coming over and do they cause similar amounts of trouble?
Well, one of the things that we've recently discovered is that many of these organisms from the Ponto-Caspian region have developed very close relationships with each other in their natural range where they've co-evolved. And we've looked at the interactions between these Ponto-Caspian species, and more often than not, they're beneficial to one another. And so the more invaders arrive in a new location from the Ponto-Caspian, the greater potential there is for other invaders to establish and become a problem. So with the quagga mussel, for instance, we've found that another major pest from the Ponto-Caspian is also facilitated, and this is something called the killer shrimp. Now, killer shrimps really like to feed on the waste feces produced by the quagga mussels. And these killer shrimps are a major problem because they can eat other shrimps, they can eat some of our native insect larvae, they can even eat fish eggs. And we also know that over in the Netherlands, there's probably about 20 Ponto-Caspian species waiting to invade that we haven't got here yet. And so we really think we're on the brink of what we might call an invasion or meltdown, where ultimately a large number of the UK's water bodies are going to look more like the Ponto-Caspian than they are a native UK community.